Hurricane Katrina was one of the costliest and deadliest storms in U.S. history, and the scenes of devastation moved many foreign governments and organizations to immediately offer money and other assistance to help with the recovery efforts. But most of this aid never reached the victims, and a Washington advocacy group says government documents revealed it was because of negligence or bureaucratic red tape.
One of the most disturbing emails we saw was this one about some Italian medical supplies, which actually were not used properly, and they went bad, and they could no longer be used.
At a Senate appropriations hearing featuring U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu raised the issue.
Of the $854 million, $454 million was cash, $400 million was oil, which has yet to be sold for cash. To date, only $126.4 million has been received. Numerous materials in kind were turned away, and $400 million in oil, as I said, was never accepted or sold. We don't know where those barrels of oil are.
In addition to the $400 million in oil donated by Kuwait, Greece offered to provide two cruise ships for displaced residents. But the offer was refused, even though the federal government spent millions leasing from Carnival Cruise Line ships. And there were other instances of aid offers not used for recovery efforts. Secretary Rice had this to say in response to the criticism.
It's important for our partners to know that a lot of their donations were used and used well for the people. $66 million to finance social service management for Katrina, $60 million to the Department of Education. And just one final point, if I may. Yes, we had to turn down some donations, medical equipment. A lot was in kind, for instance, for medical personnel who would not have been licensed in our country to practice.
But this did not satisfy Senator Landrieu, who represents Louisiana, where flooding from Katrina inundated much of New Orleans.
$1 billion approximately was offered. We've received $126 million. There was a lot of money left on the table, and the people of the Gulf Coast deserve to have a better system. But more than just the people of the Gulf Coast, this country deserves to have a better system in the event that this happens again.
The democratically controlled Congress plans to hold hearings specifically on this issue later this year. Bill Rogers, VOA News.